Okay. Hello, everybody. Say, we're on Cafeo and Bays, right where the lines, not where the lines get wide, a little bit right, four lines up from where the lines get wide. Well, actually, a little more. One, two, three, four, five. Rabbanan Amri, Ahon Malka Mashiach. Rabbanan say, this king is Mashiach. This king, the Mashiach. Imin Chayahu, if he's alive. David Shmei, his name's David. Imin the Machiahu, if he's from deceased people, David Shmei, his name is still David. Which may mean that it is referring to David HaMelech, or I'm not exactly sure what this means. If he's dead, that means he's resurrected as it's David HaMelech coming back to life. I'm not 100% sure. But the bottom line, it's David. Amrav Tamchuma and Amrav's time up. Mashiach will be named David. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, Tzemach Shmuel, his name is Tzemach. Rabbi Yodron Braid Rabbi Yabi Omar, Menachem Shmuel, his name is Menachem. And guess what? There's no machlokas. Omar Hanani Braid Rabbi Avu, Lo Pligan, there's no machlosa, no machlokas Kushbane, Dohaden Kushbane, Dadein, they both have the same gematria, who Tzemach, who Menachem, the gematria is equal 138, so there's no machlokas. As long as things are the same gematria, you're not arguing. So if Cain and Lo were the same gematria, and you'd say Cain, I'd say Lo. You'd say there's no machlokas. It's the same gematria. It's funny. It's a very funny. It's a funny statement. Anyway, Dom Messiah, whatever his name is, he should come soon. Dom Messiah, who the Mar Brabudam Brayd Rabbi Ivo. This is a story which supports this notion that his name was Menachem. It was a Jew. An incident where a certain Jew was plowing his field, goas torse kumai. Suddenly, the ox, he says here, load, whatever sound an ox makes when it instead of it doesn't moo, it does some kind of other type of sound, which they say the English word here is LOWED. I don't know what that means. I never heard that word before. Avrachan avayushma kalot. So an Arab walks by, he hears the sound of Malay. And this Arab apparently, according to Mar Fulda, the Arab knows, recognizes how to, you know, this how to speak ox language, that he understands what they're trying to say. So the Arab goes by, he's a Malay, so the Arab says to the farmer, buy you die, Jewish man, this is a great story you're walking in here. Shrei Shrei Turach, Shrei Kankanach, release your ox, release your plow. The Hacharav Beis Mukdashah, the Beis Hamikdash says, Hacharav. See, the pshat is, you know, you should stop working because, as an act of avelus, obviously, people stop work. Or the pshat is another pshat that he says is because the oivim are chasing after you, and you just have to run away. Goas, then the ox made the sound again a second time, and then a Malay. So then the Arab says again, "Bai doi again, Jewish man, k'tor kankanach." You could refasten again the ox. And refasten the plow again. Why? The Hoyulid Malka Mashiach. The king of Mashiach has just been born. So, in other words, as soon as the Beis HaMikdash says Harav, Miyad, the tikkun for that is it came into the world right away. Hoyulid Malka Mashiach. On Malay, so the farmer asked the Arab, Mashmei, what's the name of Mashiach? So he tells him back, Menachem. So here, this is the proof. From the story that Menachem is the name of Mashiach, because you see the Arab said that. I'm not sure whether the Arab knew this on his own, or whether the Arab heard, or whether the Arab, maybe the ox knew that the Mashiach was born, and the ox even named him. Not sure. Amalei Mashmei Da'avoy, what's the father's name? Amalei Chizkiah. So it's Menachem ben Chizkiah. If you know anybody named that, then you should tell them they should do tshuva. A Malay, the Arab said, Minhan, who? Where is he from? Malay, Min Biras Malkan, the base language to us, from a certain place, Bethlehem. Biras Malkan, the Bethlehem region of Yud. Okay. So now, what does this guy do? We're in the middle of a great story here. Azal Zaventuri. So he goes ahead and he sells his ox. He figures, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to be plowing anymore with oxen. These oxen know more than I do. I better get away from these oxen. So he sells his plow. Is Avid Zabin lived in Lemanyuka. So he became a clothing salesman. Have a oil. His intent is he wants. What his intent here is, he wants to go into a profession where he can eventually meet the mother of Mashiach and find out what kind of kid he is. You know, have a I, right? Have a oil the cure you up enough to cure. He was going to one city, the next city. He was having, you know, what do they call those sales when they have them on Sundays? No, what's it called? Flea markets. That's what they used to have in Lakewood. I remember there was a whole chevra in Lakewood when I was there. That there's one Sephardi guy. He got a bunch of baby clothing from his father-in-law. And they used to go out, a whole group of them. They used to go to the flea markets and they would make a boatload of money around, especially around this time of year when the people are buying presents. Okay. He came to the city of Beerus Malka. Having called Nashkir Zovnun, all the women were buying children's clothes. The image Menachem Loizovnun, but the mother of Menachem didn't buy anything. Shema called an Ishaiv Armin. So the seller heard the woman saying, Imid Menachem, mother of Menachem. Esai, come over here. Zovnun with Rach, buy something for your son. Amra, so she said to them, buy anam mechnekune son and Israel. I want to strangle the enemies of Israel. It's a Lashon Tzaginar. It means she really wants to kill her kid. Why? Because the Yom of the Issel, the Karav Beis Mikdash, the day he was born, that's the day the Beis Mikdash was Karav. So she didn't like this. This little boy evoked bad memories for her. She didn't want to buy him anything. Oh, my Lord. So the seller said to her, we can be sure, the Beirigle Chariv, just as with his coming, that means whenever, just as when the son was born, the Beis Mikdash was Karav, Beirigle Ispaniye will also be built. Oh, my Lord, she said, lest they preach them, I have no money to buy your clothes on my law. So he says, who am I, Echbaslay? What do I care? Esai Zovnun, like, come buy the clothes. And in life, less kumach yumadain. If you don't have the money to pay me today, I'll be back again another time and take the money then. I'll sell to you on credit. So let's assume that he gave it to her on credit. And let's suppose he goes away and he comes back. And now the rest of the story. Basa Yoman, after some time, he comes back to the city and he meets her and he's Amrallah. He says, Mahu me nukata of it. How's the infant doing? Amrallah. So she said to him, from the day I saw you, from the time that you saw me, apparently, Asun Rukin va'al olin v'chadfine min dai. Winds and gales came and snatched him from my hands. Basically, she's saying, I haven't seen him since the day that we talked. Yeah. Yes.
Right at that point, that's when the story happened.
What are you asking?
The story happened in the place days after the.
Well, yeah, when the basement. Yes. What's wrong with that?
I know it doesn't sound like very. I mean, a lot of parts of the story.
Well, whatever. Somebody asked me. Somebody I told them over the story. I had a carpool guy. That carpool today worked. So I figured I'll tell him the story. I'll say, listen to this story. It's like, and he says to me, well, is this Arab guy? Is this Elio Anobi? I said, I don't know, but you know, it could be. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
The Maharal says that it's not Mamish Torah. It says the Koach of the Mashiach was born.
Mm.
The Maharal saying the whole thing is just. That, yeah, note 14. He's Dove was quoting note 14.
Yeah,
still something about it.
Yeah.
Marsh in note 18 after the Maral, he quotes in note 18. He says the Marshal says that their midrashim, the Mashiach was hidden away shortly after birth in Gan Eden. And then the Agudas Eliyahu says, what's the purpose of having Mashiach born and taking away the Gan Eden? He's not here. So some say, because that Hashem is guaranteeing that he's going to bring Mashiach by having whatever, a whole shuttle over here. And the reason why it's an ox is because Shavu Hodorlo, it's a reference to Mashiach Ben Yosef. Whatever. The concept.
Doesn't predate the
What do you mean the you're saying why does Hashem, he's asking a question. If they're saying that the reason why Hashem is putting Mashiach in Gan Eden is to guarantee him, why does it have to be done only after the Korban?
That's the Barasha. According to the Maharal, there was no Mashiach before the Korban.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah. He says it's just a
right. There's no reason for Mashiach until based on the Gnosis Kaya.
Oh, is that what he says?
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Over my pay grade, it's hard to understand how it's going to be the
flavor. Yeah, well. Right, that's a good point. See, peace on the Yeshua is one of the questions that they asked after 120. And that Yeshua is that Yeshua must be Mashiach, right? Footnote 14. I want to just mention 19. Okay. I want to just mention the Chassam Sofer that I saw many years ago. Shas Shuvas Chassam Sofer. He says, the Chassam Sofer says that just like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea when he was born and walking around that he was Mashiach. He says, Kein hu b'chol dor v'dor. There is somebody walking around who, if the dor will be Zaycha, he can be Mashiach. But if the door is not Zohar, that person just dies. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize he was until he saw the burning bush and Hashem gave him the assignment. Before that, he had no idea, no clue that he was the one. So he says that's the way it is throughout history. That's a little different than this story. This story seems to have a more specific designee. I don't know. Who knows? Hanistaris l'Hashem alaykaini. And let's go on with the Niglos. Amar Abit Rabun, he said, so what do we have to learn from this Arab? It's a fair shapasa. Kalavonon ba'adir yipol. Kalavonon, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, will fall to a mighty king. Maksiv Asrei, what does it say after the Beis HaMikdash? Shishar v'ayotza choter migaza Yishai. The staff will emerge from the stump of Yishai, referring to Mashiach. So one event will lead to the other. So I don't need this Arab, which makes me think that this is not Elio, because I don't think the Gemara would talk about Elio, like, what do I need this guy? It doesn't sound like the type of thing you would say. Okay. Let's go back to Daf Chav Vav. Okay, we're on Daf Chav Vav Omer Aleph. Omer Rab Tanchuma. Why is Shumei Atfil the 15th bracha? Keneged Hashem L'mavu Yoshev. Now here, if you look at our folder, he says, take a look over there. It says, "She askara chameishes rei." It's if you look at Mizmor LeDavid, Havol Hashem ne'elim, Havol Hashem kavavos, Havol Hashem. Right, you count up the name, the shemos. So the 15th one is going to be Hashem l'mabul yoshev, and. He hearkens to our prayers and prevents misfortune from besetting the world. So I guess Shemei Atfila is generically referred to something that will push off for Anis. Anyway, Avodah Hadoy. Now, why is Avodah next to So ve'ach toda yichabdanani v'shom derech arenu v'yesha alokim. Okay, chosim shalom yend shalom shkav baras v'asmein shalom. The true blessing end is always peace. I'm Rav Shimon Mikal Chalusa. Ein lachokli maxik brachu yosman shalom max matam v'shemazam v'yitel shem derech asam v'shalom. So that's the best thing is to have shalom. Okay, let's move on. Karav tov yachshul lavokin shatov. If you forgot, if you made a mistake, you should go back. You skip the pasuk. You go back to the place you skipped. Ta'a ben siva harishon l'shniya. So you were in doubt. You said chsavtom amuzos b'sefer mishurecha, which is the most common mistake. And you don't know if you're in the first chapter of chsavtom or the second chapter of chsavtom. So what do you do? Chayzal Ksiv Arishani, you go back to the end of the first paragraph, because that's for sure that the least that you must have said, right? If you don't claw, you don't know where you're completely spaced out, you don't know where you're up to. Then Chosel and Makam Paparlo, go find a spot where you know you got up to. Sometimes you don't know. You have to start all over again in that case. That's happened to me on only one occasion. But it's possible. If you're tired enough, anything's possible. Doma, there was once an incident. This is a great story. I love this. Another story. So these people, Rav Chiya, Rav Yasa, Rav Ami, they're all arranging the chuppah for the wedding of Rabbi Elazar. Shomim kolei d'Rabbi Yochanan, hint, hint, Rabbi Yochanan's name again, that they heard the voice of Rabbi Yochanan, who was expounding Mechadei Milah. He was saying some Kiddush in Torah. Amrin, so they said to one another, Manachas Shomel Aminei, who's going to go down and go listen to the Kshir, right? Amrin, so they said, Yechus Rabbi Elazar, let Rabbi Elazar go down. So, in other words, let the Chassan himself go down, right? The Huzar is Sagin. This is a very big compliment. Had this been said to you on your day of your Chasana, that while you're preparing for the pictures, why don't you take a break from the pictures and go hear a shir and come back and tell us what the Rosh Yeshiva said. That's what's happening here. The Huzar is Sagin. He's very diligent. Nachas is Slicks. He went down and he came back. Omar Loin. Kain Omar Biachin. This is what Biachin said, that if you have this halacha before, and if you didn't know which saftam you're up to, you go back to the first one. Karo matza atzmai bilaman. If you find which you realized you didn't know which saftam you were up to, but you found yourself saying the words laman yirbi yimechem. So since your mouth was saying laman yirbi yimechem, we assume that you were just doing your regular what you're accustomed to, and we assume that you did the whole second paragraph. All right, Chazaka Kivei. So it's a presumption you did it correctly. Chazak up until that point, you don't have to repeat any more words. Okay. Rav Laya, Rav Yasa, Shem Rav Acha. Oh, by the way, and it says that they say the Gemara says. Let's see. Does he bring it over here? I saw it in the Hebrew. I saw it in the Hebrew. It says the Gemara says that they said, if we wouldn't have only come for this. Yeah, it's at the end of footnote 15 in the English too. It says, if we would not have only come to hear this matter, it would have been sufficient. Yeah, this is apparently, they like this Kiddush. It's a pretty simple Kiddush, but this was the Kiddush. Rav Laya, Rav Yasa, B'Shem Rav Acha Ruba, this Paul, what's outside of Shemayat Fila? You're dominating, you lose your concentration, and you find yourself by Shemayat Fila. Chazoka Kivein, we assume that you didn't omit any of the brachos in the whole Shemona Esrei. Rav Yirmiyah b'Shem Rav Lozen is Pavlo Kimen Libo. Im Yodeshu Chozer Machavinas Libo Mispalo V'Mava Yispalo. If someone davened and didn't have any kavanas, if you know that if you go back and spalo a second time that you will have kavana, then you could go ahead and say again Shemona Esrei. If not, not. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, by ons, it's Davar Pashat that we do not, we're not saying Machan ourselves even the second time, and we don't go back. Okay. Now, the Gemara, this is a Gemara, it's almost a Pella. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya Ruba, Rav Chiya the Great, said, Ano min yomai lo kavni. From the earliest days, I never was able to concentrate properly on my Shemona Esrei. El Chad Zman by Mechavna. One time, I really tried to have Kavana. The Harharis Levi by Morris, and I was thinking, Man olo kumei malko kodomai. Who should enter the king first? Al katfa, Eresh Galusa, the Persian royal Al Kafta, or Eresh Galusa. Who should go first? So even then, all right. So he got distracted. His imagination got the better of him, thinking if I were to go in front of a king, who would go first? Something like that. So.
The question issue is that he got distracted.
He got distracted, correct. So Shmuel Amar, Anom Monis Afrochai. I find myself counting baby birds. We count sheep, he counted birds. Rabbon Brachia Amar, Anom Monis Dimosai. I would count the stones, the rows of the stones in the wall. Amar Matanya, and I'm machzik tiv l'reishi. I always give thanks to my head. My head knows to bow down. So I have very great hakaras atol for my body. Knows what to do during Shemana Esrei. Yes. Now everyone should feel very good about themselves. In the bottom it says, let's see, where is it? I saw it in the Hebrew. You know, it's a totally different setup here. It says, Chas v'sholem. Where does it say the words Chas v'sholem over here?
Chalila.
Chalila. Which one is 19? Nah, it's a different number here. Could you just read it in Hebrew, please?
I think this is what you mean. Chalil Lamasher Bichia Vishal Moshim Leskip Allah Lok Dubikilatam. That's
correct.
Ella Shulalabi Adam Lechaber Kolatilam Lava the Sok Loshum Bashavaz Zara, Vadai Bavari Koshu Bashatam, but honest, I will Khozri Biad Lechaber. He says, for a second, I'm saying for a second, they were distracted, but they went back to Kabbalah.
Yeah, that's not the simple reading of it, but you show me, although it's. It's definitely the frum way to read it. It's no question. Okay, very good. Let me say. I just want to say one thing about this. People should understand something. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mitzvahs. It was not given to malachim. It was given to Pashut Yid, you and me and everyone else. And if he gave it to us, that means we can do it. I don't want anyone to walk away from this Gemara to think, throw up my hands, they couldn't do it. How can I not do it? It's not correct. I don't like that attitude. It's a trefa attitude. I'm telling you the right attitude. The attitude has to be, if the Baruch Shalom gave me a mitzvah, I can do the mitzvah. There's no such thing as a mitzvah the Baruch Shalom gave me. It's beyond my pay grade. Marshall gave us Kriya Shema. You're going to tell me, I don't have Kavanah Kriya. How could I have the Kavanah? He's agreeing with me? Thank you. Okay, I thought you were saying he was disagreeing. Okay, I'm sorry. Good. Kharina was online. Really good. Okay, very good. So let's go on. Now we're going to talk about, in a certain sense, it's very connected to what we just said, because we're going to talk about Kavanah on top of trees. So there's, let me just say one thing real quick. It doesn't match what it says here. What I saw was that there's two terminologies used. One is called Uman, and one is called a Poyel. And Uman is a craftsman, that's someone who has a skill, whereas a Poyel is more like just a hired help. Like, you know, you go into in the Home Depot, the parking lot, that's the pile, okay? But it, I don't know if it works out so well here over here. Anyway, so it says, they could say Kriya Shema on top of the wall, on top of the tree, right? And we're on Chafav on the base, Mashayin, Mashayin, Lassus, Kemet, Fila, but they can't do that on davening. In other words, they could read Kriya Shema when they're up there, but they can't, because after all, Kriya Shema only requires Kavanah of the first pasuk, is what the Rishonim speak out over here. Whereas Shemana Esrei requires Kavanah throughout the whole tefillah. It's not adequate to just have, of course, you yotze with the Yevet, but it requires Lechachila to have Kavanah throughout the whole thing. Therefore, they have to go off the tree. Okay? Like the, let's see what it says over here in the Haredim. Masha'ena Rashan Lassakim with Tefillah, the Tefillah Rachamihi, Ubaye Kavanah. They're afraid they're going to fall. They're balancing themselves. So therefore, they're not going to... He's quoting Rashi from the Bavli. Okay. Kini Masnisa. Translate Kine. Kini is the correct reading of the Mishnah. It's HaPol and Karim Barashi. Look, right. That right, this is what I meant to say to you. That it really should say in the Mishnah that the Paulim are reading at the head of the tree, because that's just a laborer. So it takes a an Uman to lay bricks with concrete and so on, to do it correctly, that's a skill, as opposed to the laborer who's just climbing up there and trimming wood off the tree or picking fruit off the tree, whatever it is they're doing up there. The Tony Kane, a Paulim, this Paulim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, again, it says Paulim, the laborers are at the top, at the head of the olive or the fig tree. Okay, we're going to see in a second. So it says that the Paulim can pray, they can actually do tefillah at the top of those trees, but other trees, which are not the fig or the olive tree, then they have to go down. What's the difference? We're going to see in a second. Balhabayas, the owner of the orchard has to always go down and pray below. Why are the olive and the fig tree different? Reb Abba, Reb Simon, Shavayin, Amrin, Nesha, Tufuson, Meruba. Because the branches are very thick and it's a tremendous terafa to come down off of the tree. It's very time consuming. So therefore, in the interest of saving time, we allow them to stay up there and to daven. Good question. Excellent question. He raises that question in the footnotes. He says over here in the third, number six, third paragraph, although the owner of the orchard may not pray on top of any tree, he's permitted to say, Shema, one second, that's not it. I'm sorry. First paragraph of six. He says, with respect to the owner of the orchard, whose time is his own, they were not lenient. And since he cannot concentrate properly on top of the tree, they require him to descend even from the clock. He's not on the clock, right.
It's in other words, someone's paying for your time, you don't have to go down.
It's more tercha for these trees, apparently. And the other thing they quote is from the Bavli, which is that because it's got a thick, it's more stable, it's easier to stand up there and they could daven with kavana, which but that reason does not seem to be brought here in the Yerushalmi. So this point is the questions. Yeah, the bottom over here, he brings down another shot over here in the variant A, talks about the fact that he says it's more difficult to plant and cultivate olive and fig trees and other types of trees. If they'd be required to come down and up and down the tree, there's a fear that they're going to damage the tree. Another shot over there. Okay. Tony Hakatov, if you're a porter, even though you've got a heavy load on your shoulders, you can read Shema. The fact that you're carrying something on your shoulder is not going to prevent you be able to concentrate. Avolo yaschil, but you should not begin to say Shema lo b'shashu porek lo b'shashu toin. If you're unloading or you're loading up, then ain libo miyushav, you're not going to be settled at that time. Benkach uvenkach ayispal ad shash yifrok. But as far as stomach for an esrei is concerned, you should definitely wait till you unload your masa. V'mhoyel of masoi shall arba as kabin. But if it's only weighs 4 kabin, then you could daven Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, if it's such a light load, that's not going to prevent you from being able to concentrate. So it's setting up parameters of when you would be able to concentrate, when you wouldn't be able to concentrate. I'm Rabbi Yonasan, but who's shekel? Even if it's a light load, it has to be balanced. Balancing means, what's Masha Shika? What does it mean, balanced? Train Chalkin Lachure, 2 parts behind him. In other words, 1/3 in front, 2/3 in the back, that's considered well balanced. Then you could daven with a light load from an esrei. Tony, lo yehe mamas me'ino, the coloration, signal of your eyes. This is based on a famous Gemara in Yuma. There's a riff over there, I got some mice over there. Does he bring it over here? I think he does bring it. It's the riff. Based on Bavli 16a and Yoma 19b, really Kedai, I really recommend that you take out a Yoma and go to the back and read the riff over there, and you'll see the whole idea of Brahmas with your hands. It's very Kedai to do that. Tony, a poem show you also more it's more bias. Oh, it's right. So that's correct. You have to let's just speak that out exactly. That's a very good point. I should have said it earlier. The Isser to Mimaramas is an Isser the whole first parsha. It's not an Isser just the first pasuk. But the requirement to have kavana is only the first pasuk. So there's a distinction, right? It's that proves that the Meramez is because Meneshu Osa Arai. It shows you that it's not significant to you what you're doing. The mitzvah is something I can just, you know, whatever. I can clean the table. I can read my text on my cell phone. I can do whatever I want while I'm doing a mitzvah of the Oraisa. And that's not proper kavod, like you're saying. Right, that's why there's a distinction between these two elements. Okay, Tony. Hapoel shoy oisim bracha itzmal bias harel mevracha bracha rishon. Here we're going to talk about benching, and this is a fascinating halacha that the polim who are doing work by the baal bias, they say the first bracha of benching. The choyolin shol Yerushalayim shol eretz, but they combine the second bracha of benching and the third bracha of benching into one bracha, and choysman shol eretz, and they end the bracha with Al Ha'aretz Al Ha'mazon. Yeah. So why is there a difference between the first bracha and the second bracha? So he says in the bottom that because the first one is from Moshe Rabbeinu, I think that's what he says. Does he say that? Yeah. On 26b3 at the bottom, in the bottom it says the rabbis abridged only the second and third, but not the first, because the first bracha is by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. The other brachas were composed later. What about the fourth bracha? That's only Rabbanan to begin with, so the Chacham totally said he doesn't have to do that one. So then he says, even though the first three brachas are all biblical, but the biblical law does not require that they be recited as distinct blessings, only that their content be mentioned in the form of a blessing after the meal. If you know, the Vilna Gaon did not sing Tzur Mishaloh specifically for that reason, because it mentions all the elements of Berachas Hamazon, and you might be Yotze with the Tzur Mishaloh, and therefore he didn't sing it as a nigun. Okay. Yeah. And the Chasima was Al Ha'aretz Al Ha'mazon. Why? Because you can't be Chosein with two things. You can't say Al Ha'aretz Al Ha'mazon with Bonei Yerushalayim. That wouldn't be possible, because that would be two separate things in one bracha. You can't do that. And they picked Al Ha'aretz Al Ha'mazon because the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be anything without the Ha'aretz. So therefore, the Ha'aretz is considered primary. And so they picked that one. So there's a whole svar behind how they went about picking this thing. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Sfiros, is one of the most important Rambams to know if you're a person that works for somebody. You have to see that Rambam. You know the Rambam I'm talking about? I think I'm going to say the Rambam. I don't have the Rambam in front of me. Let me just pop it open over here. We'll go out to Safari and pick it up. Just give me 1 second. One second, please. Halacha. Mishnah Torah. Hilchas Sfiros. Here it is. Now let's go to the end of Hilchas Sfiros. Come on. Good Gimel. Here we go. Here's the Rambam. Kedarach shemuzer bal habayis shelo yigzol schar oni v'lo yakvenu. Just like the Baal Bayis is told he can't steal from the poor person and hold back his pay and so on. Kach ha'oni muzer shelo yigzol melechas bal habayis. And so too the worker is told, don't steal from the Baal Bayis. V'yibotol ma'at b'kan, u'ma'at b'kan, he'll start being vat a little bit of time here, a little bit of time there. U'motzi kol ha'yom b'mirma, he'll end up making the whole day becomes like nothing. In other words, he's a whole day on the internet. Elo chayev u'dakdek al atzmo, he has to be medakdek on himself, his man, with his time. Shaharei, listen to this. Shahare hikpidu al bracha revias shal birchas hamazon shalayivarech also. Chachamim were makbid that you should not say the fourth bracha birchas hamazon. Ad kadei kach, look how careful they were with the moment of the Baal Bayis, right? V'chein chayiv lavod b'chol kocho, you have to work with all your strength, all your energy. Shari Yaakov atzadik omar ki b'chol kofi avarati yisavich. I worked for your father with all my kaya. L'fichach natas, please don't remind me. L'fichach natas charzos apol mazeh, shenem rabbi yifrot tzayish ba'od ma'od. And that's how he ends Hilchos Chiyuros. It's a very famous Rambam. Anyway. Okay, so you want, let's stop here, I guess. Yeah, so let's do Motzei Shabbos. Same blot time, same blot place. 7 o'clock. Very good. Thank you very much, Rabbi Sai, Joey.